Oh, hey, we're invited to the Johnson Summer Pool Party this Saturday.
Oh, Saturday? But that's when the blinds guy's coming to give us a quote.
Oh, I already found everything we need at Blinds.com. They're totally online, so we don't have to wait around all day just to get a quote. And they're sending us free samples.
Well, Blinds.com sounds like a no-brainer.
Shop Blinds.com's 4th of July early access sale now for up to 50% off site-wide. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
It's the corner where the treats at.
Is this the passing of the torch, right? Is this what this signifies?
It comes down to that front office and what they feel is most important.
The champ is here. We've touched down from a higher plane. Why you in it here?
We always look forward to that week because it was always intense.
The man, the myth, the legend, Dante Hall. My favorite player growing up was Dante Hall. I love you guys and chill, but Dante was my guy.
Get to dashing because you're still on the war feet.
This episode of Chief Concerns is brought to you by BetOnline.ag. BetOnline is your number one source for all your sports betting needs this season. From baseball, golf, soccer, right to all the top fights in UFC, MMA, and boxing. Every stat, every matchup, and even live odds and spreads while the games are being played. When the game's over, head on over to our online casino and get in on a game of blackjack or poker, or unwind with one of our over 150 slot games. Head to the website today to get in on the action. Use promo code BELIEVE, that's B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online, the game starts here. Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of Monday Morning Tight End. I'm Marcus Dash here with legendary Chiefs tight end Jason Dunn. Hey, JD, how we doing, brother?
I am doing fine. I had just gotten off the phone. Sorry, everyone, for tardiness. Wendy, I wasn't eating. I was actually on the phone with internet service for an hour and a half. An hour and a half for internet service for my mother. And so my mom lives in a rural area. And it is, when I'm telling you, the satellite services and whatnot is crazy. You know, you just don't get reliable stuff that you need. That's how I had to deal with. So, but other than that, man, I'm doing fine, man. I'm blessed. I'm having a good day. Okay. Everything positive, right? Woo side. It's all those things, all the good stuff we have. Say what's up to everybody in here. Donna, Andrea, Charles Driver, Rick Hendrickson, I'm the Brown, Vegas Chiefs Kingdom. What's going on, everybody? Maria, Sleepy Face. What's happening, everybody? How y'all doing? Like I said, apologize once again, trying to get everything put together. But other than that, man, I hope everybody's doing well out there in Chief Concerns Kingdom. Y'all know, see, and the thing is, look, I know y'all get the party rocking early, start talking to one another. So me and Marcus, we'll let y'all just marinate and put everything together. Okay. We coming on y'all show. This is y'all. We look at it like this is y'all show. Okay. We come on. We look at all the comments. We're like, man, what's going on over here? So.
That's pretty much how it is, yeah. And you guys know by now when we say 8 or 8:05, it's usually about 10 minutes after that. You know, we're fashionably late, guys. You know, we look good and we're late, so we're fashionably late.
Oh yeah, yeah. Donna says, "I'm sorry, JD. Got to love the rural internet. It is crazy, ridiculous. 2024. You would think that there was, a company that could do much better than what you get in this the rural areas. You know, here in Kentucky." You know, like I said, where I grew up, it's a madhouse. It's crazy. And it shouldn't kind of reminds me, we was talking about like all the Netflix and different things they're going to be putting these services on, Marcus, for the game. Just my frustration. That's my frustration. So, but everything else is good, man. Everything is good. I appreciate everybody understanding that. Thank you all so much for understanding. You know,
Is that AT&T? What service is that? Or is that like a Kentucky owned?
HughesNet. HughesNet satellite. You know, we try to get AT&T. So how it works, at least here, and I'm sure other rural areas, if you don't have enough people trying to get the service like AT&T or, you know, what's another one? MetroNet or Windstream, any of those, then they just won't do it. They don't feel like it's necessary. So you have to have like a number of people wanting to get the same service. And so like where I live at, where I grew up, you know, a house is like, almost half a mile away, Marcus. I told you, I grew up on the farm, man. That's how it is. And so, you know, your neighbors and whatnot, everybody kind of knows everybody. But one thing they don't do about it is internet. It's not a priority, man. So that's one thing we got to change.
Yeah. Well, luckily your mom has you looking after her and looking after her internet. So it'll get solved. I know that.
It'll get solved. It'll get solved. And they're going to have a joker when they come by, the technician, dude 6'6", 6'7". Looking at him like, what's the problem? I don't understand what's going on. Okay. So we need to get this thing fixed. But the crazy part, I'll talk about this. So they wanted to charge. Now, this is what I can't stand about certain services. They wanted to charge $125 technician fee just to come out. And I'm like, wait a minute. So you charging me for your faulty equipment. Why would you charge me that? Why would I pay that money? Right. You know, if it's your equipment that's faulty, you're going to charge me for your faulty equipment, right? That doesn't make any sense. I'm like, nah, I'm not going to pay that. We're not doing that. We got to think about some type of recompense on what we're doing. And so they work with you, obviously, that they'll do that. I think sometimes, and I will tell everybody on here, be adamant about what it is that you want, okay? Be demanding about some things that you feel is unfair and unnecessary. And so sometimes you got to hold the feet to the fire with these people. And so that's very important, because they'll make some concessions for you. You know, when you talk and say, hey, listen, look, that doesn't make any sense to me. It's unfair. You could at least, you know, dismiss whatever fee that is this one time, you know, and they're usually they'll grant your request, man. But it is, you got to be vigilant. Be vigilant now, okay? So everybody, I know they're vigilant out here. Yeah.
I remember when I used to work with DirecTV and having to call like every year for a Sunday ticket, and you know, like I was a long time customer. My family was buying AT&T for a long time, so you know, I tried to, you know, say, oh, you know, we've been doing this for 20 years, and like they send you to someone in like the Philippines, and like they're obviously reading off a script. And like they can't understand what you're saying. You're trying to like talk to them about nuances and stuff, and it's like, come on, can you send me to your manager or whatnot? Like, oh, I'm the person you want to talk to. It's like, no, I want to talk to your manager. And then you get like a couple bucks off, but you know, you gotta go through that ring of that gauntlet to stay on the phone for hours in different departments to get to the right person. And after, you know, after a couple different transfers, you finally get what you need, and there you go, you get your discount there.
Yeah, it's like, speak to the manager. You look at your boy like, hey, man, he wants the manager. Come on, just act like you're the manager. Well, we know these things happen. So, man, what's up, man? See, Dunn, what up, little brothers? Marks and Jason, much love from Woodstock, Georgia. Ah, big bro, what's going on? Charles Daniel, how you doing? That's my brother right there, man. Huge Chiefs fan. That's my brother. I said it wears the Dunn jersey at the Atlanta games. Okay. And you know, he stands there proudly with the man with Dunn on his back. I love you. I love you, brother. Good to see you. Word Neff is here. See him in the house. What's going on? Word. Lacey Snake. Look, I love everybody. Everybody's talking about go get him, JD. That's right. That's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna attack these jokers like I'm out there on the football field. Believe me. That's how it's gonna be. So if you ever need somebody to come fight for you, JD is your man. I'll come get you. So
don't mess with JD.
Don't mess with my family. Don't mess with my friends. Don't mess with my Chiefs Concerns Kingdom. Don't do that. Okay. All right.
So we're going back to our Monday shows. Obviously, we had the AFC West episodic series the last few weeks. So we're going back to what our Monday show was before that, which is giving the floor to you guys. So any questions you guys have, we will answer it. And obviously, with them being on Monday's show and, you know, kind of going to current events this past weekend, a lot of stuff went down after the went down earlier today, which we kind of discussed last week, potential of that happening. So we'll get into that a little bit. And obviously, I know Rick Hendrickson didn't want us to talk about Travis Kelce's endeavors in London. Of course, we got to talk about it. We have a tight end who's on stage in London at Wembley Stadium having a good old time. We got to talk about it, Rick. It's the offseason. We got to talk about this kind of stuff. We got to fill the airtime, JD. But yeah, so I did want to start off with the biggest news of the day, football wise, is Isaiah Bugs is officially off the team. Yeah, so according to NFL insider Tom Pelissero, Chiefs have informed Isaiah Bugs they're releasing him. Isaiah Bugs' bond was revoked after his most recent arrest, and he's currently in jail as multiple legal cases play out. Yeah, so obviously what we talked about last week, JD, it's bigger of issues. It's more than football for Isaiah Bugs at this point, so hopefully he gets the help he needs. But again, if you're not familiar with the story, Bugs was arrested for the second time this past or 2 weeks ago on charges of second-degree domestic violence and second-degree assault. Bugs was previously booked on charges of animal cruelty about a month prior. So, JD, obviously we saw this coming. That's why it was a topic last week for us. Are you surprised, not surprised?
Nah, to be honest with you, I wasn't surprised at all. I thought this was coming, to be honest with you. And the thing is, it was just too much mess. It was just too much happening in the offseason. And once you start bringing attention on top of the attention you was already getting, the bad press the Chiefs was already generating, then you're basically kicking yourself out the door. That's pretty much what you're doing. You're sabotaging yourself. And look, I get it. Bugs thinks he has a case against, you know, the cops saying that they're targeting him for whatever reason down there. That, those things, I don't know as far as how that goes. And the same thing with the animal cruelty. But listen, the reality is if you're not a main guy, okay, and like I said, it's Marcus, treat everybody fair, but you don't treat everybody the same. If you're not that guy that is getting full snaps and the Chiefs don't really have a whole lot invested into you, they can go ahead and cut ties with you quick. So that's how they felt they needed to do, right? Because it's just more bad press on top of bad press. And so they didn't need to deal with that. So one thing they said, this is an easy choice. This is a very easy choice. Okay. We want to go ahead and let this guy go. So look, like you said, I hope we get everything together. Hope everything works out for him. Hopefully the things weren't true, whatever it is. But, you know, as far as the Chiefs, man, they couldn't deal with that. They weren't going to deal with it. And Andy, them guys were tired of it. And I said that. I said, look, after all these things with Rashee Rice, Wanya Morris, you know, this comes up. They was like, look, this is almost a no tolerance policy now. Really is. They have a job to do. They are on a mission. And they can't keep having hiccups with guys messing around, putting everything in jeopardy. Okay. This historic run with three-peat in jeopardy. Oh, it's shenanigans. It's not going to happen. Okay. If you're going to be that one joker messing around, then guess what? You got to go. That's how it works, man. You got to get out of here. So that's how I feel about it, man. So it wasn't really a shot. What about y'all? What do y'all feel about it? You know, so.
I mean, I did a poll on our YouTube channel the day after we had the show.
Yeah.
And it was about 96. It was like, should we cut the, you know, Isaiah Bugs? And it was, I think, 90%, like 91 or 92% yes to 8% no. A lot of people just said, you know, let the legal process play out kind of deal. That was pretty much the people who did say no, that was pretty much what their response was. Let the legal process play out. Chiefs shouldn't be judge, jury, and executioner when it comes to that kind of stuff. Let the legal process play out, which I get to a certain point. But it's like when we talked about last week, certain guys have that leeway where it's like, yeah. He never really played for us. Like, I mean, he did. I think he may have a snap or two, but he was a practice squad guy who we picked up in January of 2024. With all the crap that we got going on, the last thing they need is to also have a spotlight on us. Like, oh, you didn't punish Rashee Rice, and now you're not punishing this other guy who, you know, committed domestic violence and is hurting dogs too. Yeah. That's probably they don't need, but for them to get the media off their backs about not doing anything to Rashee Rice, like, oh, well, here you go. we're cutting this guy who, you know, did this, this, and this, this offseason. It's like, oh, okay. So, you know, I mean, you know, it's optically, the Chiefs had to do that. I think.
Yeah, no question about it. That's the reality of it. It is. And so, like I said, man, they look, one guy's not going to stop those show. And like I said, they're done with it. I'm like almost like everybody else. Andre said, I knew it was coming. Lazy Snake said, kind of surprised it took so long. See, everybody said, I thought he would have been released sooner. Sometimes it's easy to make a decision like that. But like you said, we don't want to be hasty. And, you know, as far as like we want to try to look at everything the Chiefs do, because if something unfair, yeah, sure, why not? But the thing is, we gotta make sure we are adamant that, look, we're not taking any more of this right going on. So Wendy says, yeah, animals, elderly, and children are off limits. Neff said, don't forget about the disabled. Yeah, look, anybody being abused is off limits. Men, women.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
No matter who it is, anybody is off limits. So if you put your hands on somebody, then look, you need to be subject to being cut. It's just the way it works, man. Like, there's a level of responsibility, respectability that you need, right? And so character matters. You want, look, that's why it's so important to have high character guys on your team, on your squad. And we know we have a whole lot of high character guys on our team. Sometimes things are always questionable, no doubt about it. Rashid Rice, boneheaded, we keep going back to that, okay? And he will get his punishment that's due to him. Okay, we said that we've been very vigilant on saying he needs to be punished. Okay, Rashid Rice knows he needs to be punished. But then all of a sudden, if something keeps happening over and over and over again, right? Then it's way too much. You can't, come on, man. We ain't gonna deal with this. We ain't gonna deal with this at all. So I'm like that at all, man. I don't care who it is. Nobody needs to be abused. Nobody needs to put their hands on each other. Okay, I'm not on that court whatsoever. Like, if you protecting yourself, well, it's one different thing. But somebody like, you know, who's vulnerable to these things happening, absolutely not. I have no time for that whatsoever, okay? And I don't excuse it at all, so.
We have some questions from the chat regarding this. So Donna Cochran, Bugs was cut. Is there another DT to help Chris Jones? Maybe. Obviously, we resigned every D tackle that we had from last year. So I mean, and then we have some young guys. The dude from Florida State who we brought in. So I mean, do you think there is another DT out there that they could go get, or is it pretty much what we have is what we have?
Yes, I think there is. What's the name of the Campbell, right? It's Cletus Campbell. What's his name? Somebody signed him already?
He got signed like last week.
Oh, man. Did he? That's a big joke. I wanted that big joke. Dang, got it. That'd have been a house record right there.
Miami picked him back up. I think he played with Miami before.
Hey, got it. See, I seen his name floating around, man. See, I'm about to shoot.
He went to the University of Miami. But, yeah, this first time he's playing with Miami. So, That smells like probably last run kind of thing, going back to a place where he, you know, grew up kind of deal, you know, at playing college there, in the probably last ride kind of thing.
Yeah. Look, I guarantee there is somebody out here who wants to get paid to go and fold and wreck shop. I promise you there's somebody out here in the world, okay, who's played in the NFL, who still got some plays in them, who could still be effective, that wants to get paid and be on a championship team, be a part of a history and a legacy. Man, come on, sign me up. I know I would. We'll find somebody. So it just depends, Marcus, because usually you start signing guys for summer camp, training camp. This is what happens. Usually they'll find a guy. And I guarantee there's somebody who's out there.
Yeah, I'm trying to look and see what free agents are out there right now.
Okay. So John Clifford, John, good seeing you, man. Zulu women, yeah, right. Look, everybody agrees on that, man. Nobody needs to be abused on any of these things, man. Rick Henderson, it was time to call the pest control. That's funny. Yeah. Squash the bug, huh?
So best available. Okay.
Seeing you. Go ahead. I'm saying hi to everybody here in the chat, man. People I can see, so. Look.
They're not bad names. There's some not bad names out there. I mean, I don't know how much they can produce, but Lawrence Guy, Linval Joseph, not bad. But yeah, it's pretty bare, JD.
Really? Slim pickings, huh?
Yeah. Linval Joseph could be all right. You remember him from Minnesota?
I do. So Marcus, so I guess I got to do it, man. I guess I got to come back. Come back as a D tackle. Shoot. That's all right. Let's go. Come on, JD. Let's go, baby. Where my helmet at? Get my shoulder pads. Let's get them together, baby. Shoot, I'm ready. Shoot, I'll give you something.
All right. And the other question we got from Vegas Chiefs Kingdom is regarding, guys punishing stuff. So when do you think the NFL will finally make a decision on any punishment for Rice? It seems like it's taking longer than expected. 100%. That's the thing that keeps coming back to me. It's like, oh, we think about our offense. Oh, Rice looked great during mandatory minicamp, but we might not have him week one. So it's like, we might not actually see this offense till like week 10 potentially. I don't know.
Man. You know, you always want this to happen before the season. That way you just kind of know. So, you know, and it seems like you just have a speedy trial, right? I mean, it's the law, to have a speedy trial. I would think get it over with as soon as possible. If they have somebody pushing it back, let's just say they want to push it back till the season is over, then sure. If they're able to do that, I don't know if they'll be able to do that or not, Marcus. I haven't heard anything as far as like when that's going to be, all those legal things down there, man, that's prosecution, DAs and your attorneys talking and, it's going to be on them as far as okay. I know myself, I would rather go ahead and let's go, let's deal with the punishment right now so I can just move on with my life as opposed to this thing hanging over my head. That's how I feel. You know what I mean? So I don't know how everybody else feels about that. What do you think? Would you rather have a speedy trial to get this thing over with, deal with your punishment, and then come about like how this works? Do you want to get it done before the season? Maybe have the 6 to 8 games and see? Or do you want to wait till after the season?
I think it's what we talked about months ago, is that she's just being getting ahead of it and just suspending him for the first half of the season. So when this court case does happen, whenever that does happen, it's like, okay, we already got ahead of it. We suspended him, you know. And obviously, you know, Clark Hunt and the guys can go talk to the league office and work something out. It's like, hey, we're going to suspend him now. We want to kind of guarantee from you guys that whatever is handed down, that is, you know, that is he's got punished already for the crime. So that's my thing. So I would say, yeah, to suspend him right away, get it over with, so it's not looming over us, that we know like what we're dealing with. And we can also game plan training camp, who's going to be our week one, our first half of the season guys. I think it'll take reps away from guys, you know?
Man. See, I was trying to think of like go to our schedule real quick and just check out the strength of the schedule in itself. Like, I'm trying to see if it's harder early on or later on. So let me see. Week one, Baltimore, Cincinnati, Atlanta, Chargers, New Orleans, San Fran. So the first half of the season is rough. It's a rough first half of the season. So I would say it's easier second half of the season. Man. But here's the thing, though. Look, as talented as Rashid Rice is, and people can disagree with me all they want to, we have Hollywood Brown, Xavier Worthy, we have Travis Kelce, Jared Rowley, Noah Gray, Irv Smith. We have weapons that we can throw the ball to. Isaiah Pacheco, okay? We have, LRZ. If you're an LRZ fan, where's Newt at? Newt ain't out here tonight. Newt usually shows up every once in a while talking about.
He didn't see LRZ in our thumbnail for the episode, so he didn't come on.
Okay. All right. It's okay. We'll catch Newt on a different time. But even if we get something from, you know, Kadarius Toney, Remigio, you know, Sky Moore, Ross, whoever these guys get to shake out, we got enough weapons to make things happen. So I don't think the cover's not bare if we lose Rashid Rice, okay? We understand because of his talent, what he was able to do last year, just adding on. We're just going to level up with everything, right? We understand that. It's just where it's going to be. But if we don't have him, can these guys sustain without him? I think they can. I really do. Because a lot of it's going to depend on our defense, just stopping them. We know offensively, we got the best quarterback in football, the best tight end in football. You know, two of the top wide receivers, one of the best coming out in the draft. Hollywood Brown stretches the field. We understand we got weapons. Mecole Hardman. I forgot we brought Mecole Hardman back. So we still the fastest wide receiver group in the league. Still the fastest wide receiver group. And I'll take our guys. I'm telling you, I'll take our guys and put them up with anybody. Okay? Seriously. As far as unit and group-wise, give them to me. I'm fine with it. I'm fine with it. And I can rock with these guys all the way until Rashid Rice comes back, if that was the case, right? I'm just saying, if the scenario was they did something now and Rashid missed the first half of the season, okay? That's, you know, obviously hypotheticals. If that was the case, we could still sustain. We could still sustain. So that's the reason I say that. You know, everybody else could, you know, like I said, disagreement, and that's fine. But I think our offense, man, is okay. I think we're okay.
Yeah. No, I definitely agree. I'm curious to see what happens, though. I mean, I just, at least an update, more so than anything else, like something from like Goodell or the league office or something on even the case. I haven't heard anything on the case, and I haven't heard anything from the NFL, and that's where it's like this kind of silence. It's good. It's good we have science on this whole thing for once, but also I kind of want this thing to just kind of be wrapped up and closed up one way or the other, just so we know what we're dealing with.
Right, right. Look, okay. I see some people laughing at, okay, we'll be fine either way. Okay. Zulu, you're laughing at because I said Toney. Charles Jarvis said Toney. Look, man, listen, okay? I try to be a fair guy, all right? I get the whole doubting him and he's going to stay healthy and maybe not getting anything out of him. But if Andy and those guys are still riding with him, they definitely know better than me or you to keep him or not. Okay. I'm gonna trust those guys. All right. And they decide to keep Tony and Sky Moore is a reason. They know what they have in that room. So that's the reason I'm not gonna. We know Tony has ability. We know he we know that. Last year, not so well. Okay. He had a bad year. He had some drops. He got hurt in the first of the season. Okay, during training camp, we had to bring him back early. I think that affected him a little bit. The little drops, and of course, him, you know, being offsides and whatnot. Just it was like a snowball effect. Snowball effect. There you go, Zula. It's still early, brother. It's still early. It is. It's still early. I'm hoping that he comes out, man, on fire. Let me put it that way. All right. I hope he challenges himself to be that guy. Right. And I hope Embry's holding him to that. I hope Nagy's holding him to that. And I guarantee Andy's holding him to it. Okay. I seen the little, you know, they had the images of him and Sky Moore holding up the rings and whatnot. It was like, oh, you know, somebody said about, I was like, look, man, these guys are part of the team. They are. They're Chiefs. I get it. You people may not like them, but, you know, shoot, they are, so we got to love them. That's the way I look at it, okay? I'm not going to root against our guys we have. You know, we just push for them, okay? And I get it. It's not everybody's cup of tea. Everybody don't want it, and you still like, hey, you know, I get it. I get it. I do. JD gets that. So I'm just going to say that hopefully we get something more out of them, right? Like we get on, Marcus, we'll sit there and say, like, we're talking about the D-lines. Like, we want more out of the guys other than Chris Jones, right, at the D-tackle position, right? These guys got it. We want more. We just want to see more, and I think they will get it. These guys work well together, so I think they're going to be all right. I'm not going to doubt these guys, so.
Yeah, I mean, Sky and Tony do take a they take a beating from the fans. It's the picture you're talking about. Let's look at the comments of that. It's just so like, I mean, these guys, you know, the way I'll see it, the way we get comments from certain people out there, these guys get it tenfold, and it's wild. I mean, I get it. It's gonna happen. We're content creators. We'll get it. We'll get backlash and stuff. But you guys, they're just playing, and they're not playing up to people's standards, so they get hate. And, you know, they had two of those guys were, you know, Super Bowl heroes in a way last year when we beat the Eagles, you know. Yeah, they caught easy touchdown grabs, as people say. Like, people want to take away from them scoring touchdowns in the Super Bowl, saying anyone could have caught those balls. Okay, but no one could have taken that punt return that Kadarius Toney had. I mean, that's the longest punt return in NFL in Super Bowl history, so not anyone's doing that. They haven't lived up to expectations. But again, same people who say that also say trust Andy, like you said, JD. If Andy's keeping them on the roster, then obviously he sees something that you may not. And I trust Andy over, you know.
Yeah.
That's the thing. We have opinions on guys, but like at the end of the day, they're on our team, and you know, and Andy wants them. That's it.
It's easy for me to be like here, like, we don't want those. I don't want him out of here. He's gone. Like, dang God, that's the reason I'm not up there. That, you know, they see this guy all the time, and they measuring what they feel they can get out of him, as they do any player. And so, I tell you, it's gonna be very.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
Interesting to see how this this whole wide receiver room is going to end up being and shake it out. It really is. It really is. And so, no, I'm here for all of it, man. I really am.
That's the true test at the end of the day. You know, we can think what Andy thinks about them, what they've said about him. At the end of the day, it's a very deep wide receiver room. There's guys, you know, Justin Ross, Remigio, those guys, everyone's talking so deep. It's like, okay, well, they're going to have to beat out some of those spots. And if KT and Sky aren't up to the task, they're going to get cut. That's the end of the, at the end of the day, stuff's going to have to happen in training camp for that to happen.
Absolutely.
And if they win, if they beat them out, then so be it.
It beats them out. That, yeah, that's how it works, man. We ain't, nobody's given anything. Nobody's given anything. You're going to have to go out there and earn it. You're going to have to take it. That's how it works in the NFL. And if these guys, Vegas Chief Kingdom, I know you said if they don't produce this year, they gone. They will be. If they don't produce this year, your jokers will be gone. Like I said, it's almost the same thing we was talking about. Bugs is you kick yourself out. That's what happens. This is a business. It is a business. It's a hard business. Okay, and ain't no favoritism. Like, oh, okay, we like a guy. We just gonna keep it. No, it don't work like that. We want a guy to produce. And believe me, everybody's skirting right on thin. I'm telling you, thin ice. But I think these guys are gonna be able to do it. I do believe they'd be able to do it. I've been one of those that said it was going to take Sky Moore a little bit longer, okay, to be able to get it. I'm looking for him to have a good year this year. I am. You know, hopefully Kadarius Toney has one too. So that's the way I'm looking at it. Confidence will be back to the 30 points per game this season, King Mo. Yes, I do. I do believe that. I do believe it.
What's your confidence level on it? At a scale 1 through 10?
About 30. About a 6 or 7. Is that confident? Is that confident? I don't know. Is that
seven? Seven's confident.
It's like, yeah.
7 to 10's confident. Six.
Right. I'm right on that, King Mo. About seven. About 30 points per game. I'll say that.
What's your hesitancy like to give it a 9?
Man, that 30 points per game, man, is tough. I mean, it's hard. But you look at it, it's a touchdown every quarter. You could do that. You know, Buckner come in, kick a couple field goals. LRZ takes one to the house. We could do that. We can make it happen.
You gonna slip that in there?
I had to. Absolutely. I had to. Yeah, Marcus, he's going to be the return guy. That's how it's going to work, baby. Oh, working like man. That. So, Demonte Green Beans. What's up, Demonte Green Beans? I say 27-ish.
Yeah.
I like that. So, yeah, you know what I mean? At 30s, that's a tough one. That is a tough one. So, now I like it. I like it. Let me see. Who else we got saying? Toney gets paid regardless, so I'm hoping he'll ball out this year or get on your bike. True. No doubt about it. No doubt about it. So, I think you keep a guy like this because it ain't just about getting paid. He's trying to get respectability back. That's what it boils down to. And I've said this, that other teams are watching how you produce, how you act, and it's always a job interview. It always is. And so if he wants to, you know, have a very extended career in the NFL, He's going to have to get it back on track. He's going to have to ball out. Because wide receivers are one of those that there's plenty of wide receivers out there that's trying to make the team, trying to make the squad. So it ain't like they got to go and you know, look for a guy, a bigger guy to, you know, be on the team. There's guys that are trying to knock doors down to get into the NFL. So this is a performance-based business, pure and simple, pure and simple. So either you have the leadership that's going to hold the team together, okay, the work ethic that people see, okay, that they respect, they didn't want to get you out there on the field, the production that's going to make you hard to get rid of because of it, all right, and you got to be a good guy. Like, you got to have all this whole part of who you are for teams to sign on to you, okay? We could talk about a guy I seen on the Pivot. I seen AB on there. I was like, I watched a little bit of it. He's been on something else, Antonio Brown. But as talented of a guy he is, when I watched him walk in the room, I'm saying this dude right here can still catch 80 balls. Easy. Easy. But everybody ain't looking to put up with that, though. And the teams are like, nah, we good without it. We good without it. So that's sometimes teams, you got to measure that, though, Marcus. You got to measure it, right? So.
Yeah. No, 100%.
I'm just laughing at the shoes he had on when he was in there.
No, I didn't watch the episode.
Oh, you didn't watch it? Okay. Mm-hmm. I'll catch the little clips, man. But he wears those big old shoes that him and Kanye always wear, them big old black boots or whatever. I guess it's like the stylish things.
Okay.
Oh, I guess.
Some of the stuff he wears, man.
Yeah. Styles. It's the styles. So.
So we have some questions we'll come back to. I just want to get to some of the stuff that happened over the weekend. So Travis Kelce, obviously everyone knows he's been dating Taylor Swift for the good part of a year. Travis Kelce finally got on stage this past weekend, JD. Obviously going to every show. The other day I was actually saying this to myself. I was like, he goes to every show. Gotta get old after a while listening to the same songs over and over and over again. If he's going to them so much, he may as well become part of the act. And so this past weekend, he became part of the act, doing his best Charlie Chaplin impression, JD. Looking pretty good up there. So we're going to play the clip right here. And the other dancer there is Colin Saunders' brother.
Really?
Yep. What the fuck? Look at that, Jay. That's a tight end up there.
Yeah, I know it.
It's very Charlie Chaplin-esque because he's very heavy expressions in this. Mm-hmm. A little silent film. So that was, for some of you who are anti Taylor Swift in the chat, there you go. You got some Travis Kelce Taylor Swift footage. Despite you guys not wanting that, but JD, again, this is the we talked about last week with LRZ. You know, we got this guy who's a European sensation, kind of globalizing the Chiefs, making the brand grow universally. Yeah. Now you got Travis Kelce touring with Taylor Swift, just being a fan at certain points, or being a significant other, you know, watching his girlfriend performing. Now he's a part of the performance now. I mean, I think it's huge on a variety of levels, obviously, again, furthering the brand. And apparently there was a million of Travis Kelce jerseys at the stadium, which is just wild.
Really? Okay. Yeah. Wow. All right. That's wonderful. Listen, I, after I saw this, I'm like, there's no way they breaking up. There's no way these jokers ain't breaking up. They're going to have to find a way to stay together. And I think they enjoy each other. This just shows both of these people are having fun. Taylor and Trav are having a ball with this. I don't worry about Trav, the things he's doing out here. He's made for this, okay? He's a very, energetic guy. He loves the limelight. This is nothing that's new to him. On the stage out here, he's just enjoying it even more. So now he has a whole different platform that he can do those things. So, I can support that. Trav is, we know he's a showman anyway, okay? He can go up there and be a wrestler. He can be, he hosted SNL, okay? These are things Trav can do. It's no big deal to him. This ain't nothing new to Trav. It's not, right? Just a different venue.
The dude had a reality show, a dating reality show, before he was even this big star. So, like,
the fact
people were saying it's going to be a distraction. It's like, he was doing a reality show before Mahomes. I mean,
Right. Come on, man. Like, everybody better know who Trav is. This is who he is. And so, now he enjoys it. That's why he loves the lights on the football field. He's going to keep doing that until the wheels fall off. But we can guarantee, when he leaves football, he is going to be going into entertainment, full entertainment, Hollywood. No doubt about it. I did like that the little thing you sent on Twitter with him and Tom Cruise. That was funny.
That's another thing we're going to get into here. JD. Saturday, Travis Kelce before. So Sunday is when he performed and did that little thing, that Charlie Chaplin thing there. Saturday, he was just, watching the show with celebrities, the Ashton Kutcher. But most of all, Ethan Hunt, Mission Impossible's own. Tom Cruise was in the building. And, I have that clip here. It's a small clip, so it's not a biggie. But, this is Travis and Tom Cruise. Look at that. Look at that. That's his wingman, JD. He found his wingman. So yeah, I guess so. Travis, look at that bromance there. And some are saying the potential that Travis Kelce will be co-starring in Top Gun 3 with Tom Cruise.
Yo, that's perfect. That's perfect. I would absolutely buy a ticket for that. I really would. Travis would do a hell of a job too. He would do one hell of a job being his wingman. So yeah, man, let's make this thing happen. I don't know what need to do. Do I need to sign a piece of paper? Do I need to just shout to the rooftops, try and get this thing done? But Tom Cruise is one heck of an actor, man, and having Travis Kelce being our next one, it'd be perfect. I'd love it. I love it.
Yeah, Tom Cruise saved the movie industry. Steven Spielberg actually said that Tom Cruise's Top Gun Maverick saved the movie industry because at a time where, COVID and stuff, when they finally released that movie, it got everybody out to go see, it was towards the end of 2021, I believe. And that's when this movie came out, Top Gun Maverick came out, then everyone flocked to the theaters. I think Travis actually spent some time with Miles Teller, who was the co-star in Top Gun Maverick. Before. So, I mean, like, they could definitely see some overlap there. And Travis did say he wants to get back into Hollywood at some point. So, do you see, obviously, he was attending a concert with him, but could you see Travis Kelce being in a movie like Top Gun? I know we say he's going to be in Hollywood at some point when he's done with a career. Top Gun seems like a movie that he could be in.
Yeah, of course. Man, come on, man. When we're talking about these guys out here, the pilots and the way they were acting, the arrogance that they come about, sure. Travis is right in there. And then the comedic part of him will be absolutely perfect. A smaller part, whatever you want him to play, he could be the guy, be like, without a doubt, the comedic relief, for sure. So, yeah, that's not too far off. Not at all. So, hopefully that happens, Marcus. Let's make this thing happen.
Let's make it happen. Let's get a trend on Twitter starting tomorrow when we release this clip.
Hey, go for Casey Fairley said Ice. Yeah, we call him Stash. Let him be Stash or whatever. What would he be? What name would he give him? Swift. How about Swift?
Woo! Ooh, that's actually pretty good.
Yeah. Let's go with Swift. Let's go Swifty. How about that?
I like that.
Yeah, but I saw this, and that's the thing too. If Travis can fit in a plane, I don't know if he can fit in one of those, fighter jets that they have in Top Gun. He's too big, man.
He is. Make him fly the bomber, the other one.
One of the bigger planes.
Yeah, the what is that? The dang god, shoot, the one that.
I don't know my planes, JD.
Is it B-52? Shoot, B-52 is the but that's not what we find now. B-2, the Spirit, Northrop, the what's the name of it? Stealth bomber. Stealth. That's what I couldn't think of. The stealth. Let me fly one of them jokers. You know what I mean? Let me get into something like that. Something specialized. You know, Hollywood can make you fit in anything if they need to.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they make Tom Cruise look like he's like 6'3", and he's literally like 5'6". So.
Yeah.
And you see it in there. I think Travis is going to step up over him anyway, but like you can see the.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
Height disparity there. It's pretty pretty big.
Ricky said, okay, Jay, you're wearing me. Man, I couldn't think of the name. It's Stealth Bomber. That's what I was trying to think of. B-2. Is that it? Charles Driver, B-2? Give it to C-130. Okay. No. Stealth or stealth. I'm sure Shaq got on the plane. Yeah. We got to make it something cool for him, though. Something cool, right? So.
Yeah. But awesome weekend again. It's making the brand. It's obviously whatever Kelsey's doing is great for his own self brand. But as far as like just continuing to advance the name of the Chiefs and
is,
man, it's a good thing he finally. It's a good thing he finally got his contract extension and the money that he made this offseason.
Oh yeah, no doubt.
The amount of money him and his girlfriend have raised for Clark Hunt and the Chiefs organization as well as the NFL. I mean, forget about it.
No. Well, you know, they appreciate it. They've been doing a lot for football, just the NFL and itself, like you say, kind of being an ambassador out here for the NFL, man, just introducing it to people. I mean, it just works, you know, and love it or hate it, man. We're getting results from that, getting results. And I love that Trav and Taylor are having a great time with each other. To me, that's more, you know, that's what I enjoy. I love seeing them happy and doing things together, right? And so people got hated. Oh, it's almost like telling people to shut up and dribble, just play football. Like, no, man, he's multi-talented. He could do a lot of different things. So if a guy's able to do something, let him do it. Let him do it. As long as not hurting him on the football field or taking away from it, I'm all for it. I'm all for it. So,
yeah. No, 100%. And that's the thing. Because I remember when it first started happening, everyone was like, oh, is it a made up? Or they're just trying to drum up interest. And you had some conspiracy theorists saying, trying to drum up, you know, helping one specific political party, which is like, what? I don't really understand that. And then now it's like, okay, this is legitimate. I mean, the fact that she's putting him in on her stage on her, you know, this whole thing yesterday. And I did some digging. I'm not a Swiftie by any means. Well, I guess I'm a inherited Swiftie because I'm a Chiefs fan. But okay. I did some digging on this, on that scene, I guess, that where he picks her up. I guess that song was talking about her past love, how it kind of knocked her down. And the song she's about to sing in that when she gets up, Kelsey picking her up is actually symbolic for him picking her up and reviving her.
Oh, wow. Okay.
It had like a kind of relevance to it.
Very deep meaning. Oh, that's okay. All right. Because there's a song that she has him in it, isn't it? Like a tease player. Isn't there a song that they were singing? I think
so.
He was singing a song and people around him. And he said something like a tease player or something. I don't know.
Yeah, well, she's changed some of her lyrics to that. Like when she's performing on stage, she changes the lyrics. Karma is the guy on the Chiefs. Karma in the original song, Karma is my boyfriend, but she says Karma is the guy on the Chiefs. So she's replaced my boyfriend to the guy on the Chiefs. So
I got you. Okay.
That's cool. So I've had to do a lot of Swiftie 101 stuff to try to understand this stuff, so we could talk about it a little bit more educated on the show.
No, that's good, man. Kate, look, keep educating me on it, man. I love it. I love it. So, yeah.
All right.
Travis Kelce as Rambo, go for KC forever. How about Rambo's son?
Ooh.
How about that? Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think he towers over to Stallone as well.
Yeah.
Must have been a tall woman, a Sly. Okay, so we're going to go back to some of the questions that we have here from you guys that you guys have been putting on the in the chat. So, okay. Donna, with just David Bakhtiari, question mark. Obviously, we talked about the left tackle question being a thing. I would love Bakhtiari from a selfish, having another Persian player on the offensive line be great. Bakhtiari did, I think it was the interview with Schefter, where he talked about how he would love to play for the next Super Bowl MVP, which if you just deduce that, there's one guy who's won it two of the last, you know, back-to-back. So there's one guy that I think he's hinting at. So Bakhtiari, do you like the idea of bringing him in, having a veteran presence at left tackle?
If it is feasible, sure. Yes. I do believe, and he said he's far along. He said he feels good. So I absolutely, I wouldn't have no problem whatsoever, from Bakhtiari coming here. Okay. And I think he's tipping his hat, of course, and let everybody know, and in those guys, hey, for sure, I would love to come and play for a championship and with the MVP of the NFL, Patrick Mahomes. So, yeah, it's that to me that's just good, solid depth that you have there. Okay, reinforce that position. So, I like it. I like it a lot.
And it's smart on him because you know a guy like that in the end of his career, you want to go to a team where you're going to start right away, and you're looking at a team has a guy like a second round rookie. And that guy who was drafted in the third round who played a couple games last year at left tackle. So it's obviously a vacant spot there. And then also, too, he's a veteran. He doesn't want to sign until like a week before training camp. And we're, we're a month out.
As long as he's healthy, right? And that's what it all boils down to with him. It's just being healthy. But he can definitely help us. He can definitely help us. And I don't know how far along either one of those guys are, okay? So, like I said before, man, it's just that's reinforced that position. Why not?
It's a proven guy.
Yeah, it is.
But if you talk to guys like Lance from the Spoken Podcast, who is bet me this weekend that Kingsley will be our day one starter, because he also said he thinks he's gonna be the best draft pick Brett Veach has ever had. So Lance is all in on Kingsley, which I hope so. I told him I hope he's right, but I don't know. It's tough to believe that a guy who's gonna be our day one guy, right out the gate, and plus two, you want to be able to protect our guy, Pat. So
yeah, so. I hope he's right. I hope he's right. Look, hey. So
yeah, all in on Bakhtiari. We got a question here from our guy, Vegas Chiefs Kingdom. Do you think the Chiefs will be able to extend Creed Humphrey and Trey Smith?
No. I do not. I think they'll be able to extend one, but not both. And I'm just looking at our cap space, where guys are, positioning itself, what it holds, that'd be kind of tough to do. So I don't believe they'll be able to do both guys. If they do and they make something work, then, hey, more power to them. I just don't see that happening. But I could be wrong. So
Of the two, who's more realistic or likely that you think would sign of the two? Well, I'm just saying that based on the guards numbers that we saw this past offseason, guards are getting paid big time.
Paid a whole lot. I would say Creed. I think Creed would be the guy. For the simple fact, when you're calling out the defense, what he's been able to do, I think being able to get somebody in here with versatility to play guard would be a lot easier than getting a guy that plays center really, really well. And Creed plays the center really, really well. He's one of the best in the business, in the NFL. And that's not taking anything away from Trey. It's just where Creed is right now, in his development. And so we're better for it. So if you're gonna be able to do anything, and the exchange between him and Patrick Mahomes is key. It's vital. It's vital for quarterback to have his guy. So I think it would be more Creed than Trey, but we'll see. We don't, hey man, they might be able to work some things out. We'll just see. I think it's just gonna be tough to do, really.
Yeah.
Because of all the things you just said, as far as like the money and the aspect of what guards are making right now. So
We got a question here. Melly Matrix, thoughts on Justin Reed potentially doing kickoffs?
No.
That's where LRZ comes in.
Yes, that's where LRZ comes in. If he makes the squad. Now, I've seen this. They were saying that LRZ would count against the 53-man roster. Okay? That's what they're saying. He will actually take a roster spot. He would have to make the 53-man to be on the squad. Or, practice squad and move on up if that was the case. Because they have another guy here for the program. What is that? That they have for the NFL Europe program, where guys are able to come in. But LRZ is not that guy right now. Now I've seen somebody, which is a very good question, is can they be interchangeable? Can you say, hey, let me take this guy off and put LRZ in that spot that's not going to count against the 53? I don't know. I'm not sure. So we had to ask that and find out if you can do that with the rules of it.
Yeah, the other guy, Chewbacca Godric is the other guy, the tackle.
Okay. So, I don't know, but going back to Justin Reed, I would rather Justin just play defense. I wouldn't want him kicking off. He has all of the ability, can do all of those different things. Okay. But I don't want him breaking a toe. I don't want him spraining an ankle. I don't want any of that, kicking a football. We know he can do it, okay? You got guys out here who can do it. I'd rather Buckner learn how to make a tackle than put Justin Reed out there, okay? So, but this is, like I said, I think LRZ, he might fit into that role. He's a guy like that.
That makes the most sense to me. We're not wasting our starting safety out there potentially getting hurt, because things happen. And then Butker, if they do feel like he's a vulnerability as far as allowing a touchdown, then don't put him out there. Put LRZ out there. You know, make him, you know, if he's going to take up a roster spot, make him work for it, you know?
Boy, I'm telling you, that's going to be a tight roster, man. That is a tight roster right there, Marcus. That's some really, really talented guys. Really talented guys. Some guys going to be left out.
Yeah.
Buckner said men should do men things. Let him tackle. Heck yeah. That's right, Hunter Brown. Absolutely. Right.
That's a good one. That's a really good comment.
Do hard things. Do hard things. He can do it. Buckner can get it done.
Put your money where your mouth is, Harrison.
Yeah. Oh, shoot. For sure.
Okay, next question here. We got a question from John Clifford. Hey, Coach M. Marcus, I'd like to change my show a little and do a jersey giveaway. Okay. A never-worn number 10 Pacheco Super Bowl 57 Nike jersey. Select a viewer tonight. Anyone down? Okay, so John Clifford's got a jersey he's going to give out tonight.
Oh, John, appreciate you, brother. So, okay.
I'm trying to think how we do this. I think we do a trivia question. So, first one who gets it, I think, gets this giveaway from John.
Okay.
Do you have any trivia questions on the top of your head, JD?
Let me see. I had one. Okay. This is a pretty easy one. It's a pretty easy one. First person to name on here. First person to name. Hold on. Easy. First people to name the three Hall of Famers that I played with on offense.
And this is NFL Hall of Fame. This is not Chiefs.
NFL with the Chiefs, just the Chiefs. Yeah.
But what we're talking about, Pro Football Hall of Fame or Chiefs Ring of Honor?
No, Chiefs, Pro Football Hall of Fame, yes. No, not Chiefs Hall of Fame, Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Okay.
That's easy. That way, when I just choose somebody, somebody could just throw them in real quick.
Vegas Chiefs Kingdom.
Booyah. There it is.
Winner, winner.
Yeah. Yeah.
For our listeners, it's Tony Gonzalez, Will Shields, and Willie Rofe.
There it is.
Boom. So there you go. Right. Congratulations, Vegas Cheese Kingdom. You got yourself a Checo Super Bowl 57 jersey from our guy, John Clifford, in the chat.
Wendy said people are Googling fast. Some of them jokers already knew it. Some knew it. TG Will Shields, go for KC ever. I like that. Yo, John, man, I appreciate that, brother. Appreciate really that. Nice. Really good nice switch up on the show, man. Thank you so much for doing that. Might have to do some things like that, Mark. Shoot.
We have our trivia question coming up, or our trivia game show coming up at the end of the month. Hopefully at the end of the month, we're inching in on 7,000 subscribers. When we get to the 7,000 subscriber milestone, JD and I will host trivia night. And whenever that happens, we'll host a trivia night. We'll do some giveaways, some good stuff.
We'll have some good ones, some real good ones.
Vegas Chiefs Kingdom, you can send me your email address. Or no, you can send me your address on email, chiefconcerns@yahoo.com, and I will send that to John Clifford. So,
He's Vegas Chiefs Kingdom.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot.
we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
So any Chiefs fan should know that. Well, Vegas wow. Chiefs fan, I tell you this, okay? And I've learned this, that some fans are somewhat new, okay? Just become a Chiefs fan, which is great. I'm all for it. I support that whatsoever. All right. You got some very knowledgeable. You've been around for a long time. We appreciate it for just being a Chiefs fan for that. But yeah, those the newer fans kind of, you know, might lose some of the names back in those days. But, hey, man, good job. Good job on getting that, Vegas Chiefs Kingdom. Wear it proudly out there, man, in Vegas. Make sure you wear that Joker proudly, okay?
Yeah.
So
we got a comment from Pono Kawhi. Hey, Jason.
My brother. What's going on?
Your football IQ is authentic. Not like a lot of other podcasts that have wannabe guys trying to analyze when they have absolutely no actual NFL experience. You the man. That's a nice comment, Pono.
Appreciate it, Pono. I appreciate that, brother. You know, I try to be authentic. I'm just using, you know, my experience, like you said, for the things I know. And I get it. You know, sometimes I look at some of these shows and I'm like, but you know what? Hey, man, everybody has a space. Everybody's trying to do their thing. I want more people to see what we do and come in and see how the goodness that we have to give. Like you said, where you do see somebody that has an experience, somebody who's been in the locker room, somebody that knows some of these guys, they could talk about these things. I'd rather you have those authentic experiences as opposed to some people just using emotions and stuff, talking about things. Like we could always talk about all the bad stuff out here, but look, I'm going to tell you how the field smells, you know, what it feels like getting up, the locker room, the training room, all those different things. Like you get into, man, the routine before a game. You know, one of the things people used to ask me all the time was like, man, JD, what type of music did you listen to before the game? I might be should have asked that. I don't know if I shared it or not. But the music I used to listen to, believe it or not, was classical music. I used to listen to classical music. And it would just slow my mind down, Mars. It was just slow it down. And I love that. I just love, you know, the harmony of it and just getting into a more calmer space. So, you know.
Wow, I didn't know that. Was that a locker room thing or that was a personal wear?
Was personal headphones that I would wear. Wow. Now, when it was time to turn up, you know, I could put in, you know, some Bun B or whatever. You know, I could make a roll. So, damn. Yes, sir. Flight of the Bumblebee.
And Newt Rockney, we're ending the show right now. Newt is coming on. The Mr. LRZ himself, his first comment, Louis. His first comment. Louis,
damn it. I see you. Right out the gate, Newt. I see you right out the gate. Louis Reese Zammit.
You need it from Wendy. Yeah. Newt, you need an LRZ poster. Yes, he does. He probably already has one, to be quite honest with you. Two more questions here, JD. Okay. So Zulu, how about Gubner for DT? Gubner is the Montana defensive tackle we just picked up a couple weeks ago, undrafted guy.
I don't know too much about him.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm going to do some deeper dive on him, man, Zulu. But I will do the homework. I will look into him a little bit more. I know there's some guys we picked up, you know, Shaker free agent, and you know, this time is a little slow, so doing some things. But what about him? What about him, Mark? You know anything about him, Marcus?
Yeah, I think he was second team big, or he was the Big Sky Conference Player of the Year, a Defensive Player of the Year, I think last year or the year before. So I mean, he's solid, but I mean, undrafted D tackle, 6'3", about 285. I mean,
6'3", 285?
Yeah.
Okay, a D tackle?
D tackle.
All right.
Well, you don't like, you're not a fan?
No, maybe a little bit more beef to him. Governor is a beast. I had to check him out, Charles. Seriously. So you're still a name to me that I haven't been looking at. So I had to check him out. Okay. We like Montana guys. Okay. Jared Allen, Montana guy. We like the Big Sky dudes.
Was he from, I think, what's Idaho State?
To Montana. Like Jared Allen went to Montana. I'm pretty sure.
Jared Allen went to Idaho State, yeah.
Idaho State, okay. Big Sky, is that okay?
Yeah, Big Sky, yeah. I think it's the same.
Country. Idaho, Montana, you know, it's yeah.
All same.
Yeah, I thought he went to Montana.
Yeah, yeah. I remember. I had his rookie card, and I remember like that was one of the few Idaho State like rookie cards I ever had, and it was,
okay,
it's okay. Sticks in my mind.
I'm about to holler at Jared Allen too, man. I'm about to holler at Jared. Should he see my cousin down where he works out down in Nashville? And so she was talking to him and she was just like, yeah, you know, my uncle is Jason Dunn. He was like, what? Like, oh no, are you kidding me, man? Yo, give JD my number, tell him to holler at me and stuff like that. I haven't a chance to holler at him. So I'm going to have to holler at Jared Allen. He'd be a great guy to have on the show, man. I'm going to pull him in here, man. Dude.
Yeah, I mean, he's everyone's fan. I think I Jared it. Allen was one of those guys. I think he was everyone's fan favorite. I don't think there was a fan that did dislike Jared Allen. And if you did, you have problems.
Yo, man, Jared's so funny. So funny. The things he used to do in the locker room. This is crazy. He came in one time with the Borat, like swimsuit. Remember the swimsuit like Borat? Dying. That's who he was, man. That's who Jared, that's who he is. Man, I was sad when they let him go. Man, I couldn't understand that. Me too. I was like, dude. So, but hey, man. Yeah, that Jared Allen, that's my guy right there, man. Wonderful dude. Wonderful brother. Wonderful brother.
If I remember, we got a good haul for Jared Allen, if I remember correctly.
I think we did. Wise. Yeah, yeah. It just still was like, you know. Shoot, the Hall of Famer.
Forced traded the Minnesota Vikings for one first round and two third round picks in the 2008 draft. And I believe one pick was Brandon Albert, and I believe the third round pick was Jamal Charles with one of those picks. So, I mean, Jamal Charles and Brandon Albert, I mean, pretty solid, you know. But, yeah, I mean, he was amazing. Love Jared Allen. And yes. One of the best sack celebrations of all time, too.
Oh, no question. No question. Unit thing? Yeah, the unit thing. That's what it was. Yeah. We got some. Nina Simone. Ooh, Charles Driver. You talking my language right now, brother. There we go.
But yeah, guys.
So
that will do it, guys. We hope you guys enjoyed our Monday morning tight end. It's nice to give the floor to you guys. You guys do the work for us with asking the questions, and we love that. And we hope we didn't, you know, hurt anyone's feelings by putting Taylor Swift up on the show for a little bit tonight. I saw we got some pushback in the comments, but you know, it's sorry, guys. It's off season. It's current events, and it's fun.
Yeah, man. Look, yeah, I take it for what it is, right? So you know, they part of the Chiefs. She's part of the Chiefs. She's part of the Chiefs family right now. Okay. So we got to talk about her, talk about Travis. It's what makes Travis happy, okay? Let's be happy for Travis, right? This makes her happy. We got to be happy for him. So, you know, he's catching footballs on all different things, man, and having a good time with her. So, yeah, ain't nothing wrong with talking about her.
Yeah.
You know? So we talk a lot of things. But I tell you what, man, I do appreciate everybody coming out here, engaging with us tonight. Appreciate it so, so much, y'all guys coming out and just talking to us. I cannot wait. And I'm telling you, when I come to Kansas City, I'm going to let everybody know, and I want to meet all these different people. I know people from different places, but at some point I would love to just meet everybody and chat and just say what's up to everybody who comes on the show, man. It'd be a glorious time. Gary Holland, Lacey Snake, Wendy, Andrea, Vegas Chiefs Kingdom, Melly Matrix, Donna, Kathy. Hey, appreciate it. I'm the Brown. Charles Driver. Let me see who else we got. John Clifford, man. Appreciate you, brother, for that, for the jersey and the spinoff for us. Sandman, Lacey Snake. Newt, good seeing you. Come on, bro. At the end. Gotcha. Which I think. Zulu, good seeing you. I don't think you've been out here before, but good seeing you, man. Come back. Pono, seeing you, man. Appreciate it. Rick Henderson, if you're still on here, don't leave when we start talking about Taylor, okay? We'll get through it, all right? But
quite frankly, I gotta say this about Taylor Swift. It's been a year, and we've barely talked about Taylor Swift. I mean, it's the off season, and Kelce was doing stuff on her show, and you know he met Tom Cruise at it. So I mean, you gotta talk about it. Come on,
you gotta talk about it. No doubt about it. Ooh, I will say. So I tell you what. Now I'm gonna talk. Had a glorious thing, man, happened yesterday. But I had a chance to actually help a pastor baptize my wife. She took the plunge, and I love her for it. Loving her for it anyway. Look, I love y'all. I love y'all. I want to share good things that we talk about here with our families. You know, Marcus, share with you. Hey, all you people out here, Chiefs Kingdom, love you guys, okay? Chiefs Concerned family, love you. From J.D., Marcus, man, love you. Y'all take care of each other. God bless. We will see you on Wednesday, okay? We will see you on Wednesday. Okay, y'all enjoy yourself tonight.
Love you, brother JD. Love you guys. Everybody in the chat. We do it for you guys, and we love, you know, this Monday show has been amazing. You know, we started it last fall, and it's been amazing since we started. We love doing it. And JD, send my love to Susan. I didn't know that beautiful news. You guys have done an Instagram post on it, so I guess I didn't see that.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll send it to you. So, yeah, it's a wonderful time, man. A lot of love, man. Thanks, Marcus. Appreciate it, fellas. Ladies, gents, see y'all later.
See you guys Wednesday. Good. Have a good night, everybody.
Hi, everybody. Thanks for watching. Subscribe here to get the latest from the show. Also, be sure to check out the best clips from Chief Concerns. And if you prefer to listen to the show, subscribe and follow us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and anywhere else you get your podcasts.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.